This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Pirates breaking news is that Joey Bart, who left the game last night, was placed on the concussion list. So that means Henry Davis, who usually starts when Paul Skeens pitches, he's been Skeens' personal catcher, is in line for more playing time. Andy Rodriguez, who cut his finger a month ago, is finally back. So Rodriguez and Davis will be your catching tandem. Davis homered in his first at-bat last night and then doubled. I think he's looked good. I can't believe I'm saying that. I think he's had a bounce back month. I think he should play more. Bart was a disaster in May. Joey Bart hit 181 with no homers. His OPS, his slugging percentage was 208. He was honestly, and this is saying a lot because you've got guys like Jared Triolo and Key Brian Hayes on the Pirates, he was their worst hitter in May. So it looks like the luck from last year with Bart has worn off, and he's gone back to being the guy that the Giants gave up on. We're 7 minutes away from Skeens taking the mound. Donnie, you have the Pirates lineup for today's game.
Yeah, O'Neill Cruz will lead off. He'll play center field. Andrew McCutchen, the DH, will bat second. Brian Reynolds, after his 4-for-4 night, he hits third in right field. Alexander Canario, the left fielder in the cleanup spot this afternoon. Spencer Horwitz bats number 5. He's at first base. Henry Davis hits 6. He is behind the plate. Key Brian Hayes bats 7th at third base. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa hits 8th at shortstop. And Jared Triolo, the second baseman, hits number 9. So kind of ugly in the 7 through 9, although IKF can hit the ball. The guys in 7 and 9 cannot.
I think if IKF were cast in the Josh Harrison role, the Sean Rodriguez role, which is what he's supposed to be, that's his job, to play all around your lineup. I think if that's what he was doing here, I would be fine with that trade. It's the fact that he's your everyday shortstop, and I don't think he's a very good defender. His arm strength is not there. But he's hit. I mean, he doesn't have for any power, but he hits for a high average, and he gets on base enough. So I think, you know, on a good team, if he's your 8 or 9 hitter, that's pretty good. He hits there in this lineup, but the problem is he's better than about 5 or 6 of the guys that hit ahead of him. The Canario thing, I mean, Canario is for Ben Cherington right now one of these broken clock is right twice a day situations. He made an unreal catch in center field last night. Going back, it was Willie Mays style if you missed it. He made another great catch going to right center in a gap, a lot of running to get there. So he's played solid defense. He's hit over 300 this month. There's some power in there. I mean, honestly, I would say over the last 25 or 30 games, he's been the Pirates' best hitter. I mean, Cruz has obviously more peaks, but he's got deeper valleys because he's had times where he struck out a lot. That was a shrewd move by the Pirates. That's a Charrington win. Unfortunately, his record as a general manager is a lot like the 2025 Pirates, where there's way more losses than wins. But there is, you know, we heard from Noah Hyles yesterday. He's at his 50-50 on Charrington. Donnie, there is a scenario in which he saves his job, in my opinion. If they play 500 baseball with Donnie Kelly, you know, since Kelly takes over, if they're a 500 team in his time as Pirates manager this year, and Henry Davis hits and Canario hits, I think he might save his job. Actually, in that exact scenario, I think he would. If Davis doesn't look like a bust, and he found a guy off the scrap heap who's actually good, and they, you know, they don't salvage the season by any means, but they played 500 ball for like a 100-game stretch or 110-game stretch. Nutting said he doesn't want to blow it up. I think he would, in that situation, come back as GM next year.
Which I am worried about, because think of one of the things you just said. If Davis doesn't look like a bust, a guy you picked 1-1, yeah, if he's not awful, we're going to let this GM save his job. If he's one step up from bust level, I mean, is that really enough for the guy to save his job? And I'd still really worry about what he would do, how he would perform next offseason. And we know that the budget will be tight for them.
Yep.
But he has shown...
Oh, no doubt. I agree with you.
...multiple times that no matter what the budget is, he is buying the wrong stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he's a good enough GM where, given the difficulties of this gig, where you're going to have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball, I don't see him being the guy that's able to beat the system and do it as a David versus a Goliath. He won in Boston. You've got every resource imaginable there. And outside of 1 year, he was terrible. And I think he's showing his true colors here. What's more emblematic of Ben Charrington? All of his last place finishes are the one World Series. I think the body of work the other years. Key Brian Hayes stinks. Triolo isn't developing. I mean, he's awful. He's in the lineup today because they gave Frazier a day off. I mean, I'll actually say this. Frazier doesn't look like a bad pickup in that if he is cast as your bench middle infielder, I think he's fine in that role. The issue is when you have to run him out there every day to be your second baseman, and that wasn't the plan. Nick Gonzalez hit a home run on opening day and got hurt. So, look, it's still bleak. I mean, just because they came back from down 6-0 and won 9-6 and had one of these against all odds wins last night, I'm not going to sugarcoat things and say the Pirates are actually back on track. They're not. But if certain things go right for them over the last two-thirds of the season, I could see the owner who didn't want to, quote, derail things coming up with a rationale for keeping Charrington. I mean, I think Charrington should have been fired with Shelton. But if Davis, Canario, and Cruz continues to look like he's turned the corner, then I think maybe he's got a shot of saving his job. If Chandler comes up and looks like a stud, I mean, these are a lot of things have to go right. But he's still here, so he still has a chance to save himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.